The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And in between 10 until 2, Marty Griffin in the house. We'll talk to Marty here in the next few minutes, get a preview of Get Marty. And right now we want to welcome from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Washington Bureau, Jonathan Salant. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning.
Interested in the story you wrote about an increase in fatalities on Pennsylvania's highways, one of 17 states seeing an increase, and of course, we always hope we're going the other way. What's happening?
Well, people don't know yet, frankly. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration comes out with preliminary figures throughout the year, and their last figures showed that highway fatalities overall are down, but Pennsylvania, they're up. And I've talked to some experts, and they say, you know, they don't know why, what makes Pennsylvania unique. Part of it probably is the heavy truck traffic on the turnpike, because truck fatalities in the state are up. And some of it is fatalities had risen during the pandemic because nobody was on the road. So everybody thought 70 miles an hour meant you could go 170.
Tough.
And there was more traffic now, but there's still speeding. There's still a lot of people not disobeying the traffic laws. And finally, there's been a decrease around the country in fatalities. But again, Pennsylvania, it's still high.
So that said, obviously this will catch the attention of lawmakers to try to figure out what they might be able to do to turn the tide.
Well, that's the report by Advocates, which is a safety group based in Washington. They come out with a report card every year. And this year's report card gave Pennsylvania a caution sign saying there's a few things they've done to make roads safe, make drivers safer, basically, but they haven't done enough. And a few things, primarily, their big one is the primary enforcement from seatbelt law. A police officer, if you're not wearing a seatbelt, a police officer can't pull you over and give you a ticket. If your light out, if a light is out, like your front headlight is out, and they pull you over and they see you're not wearing a seatbelt, they can give you a second ticket for the seatbelt. But they can't pull you over just for not wearing a seatbelt. And the Advocates folks say that's one of the seatbelts are like a lifesaver. Thousands of people are saved every year because they're wearing seatbelts.
And I don't think people realize how many people we're talking about in an 11-year period. You have written from 2013 up until this year, 11,736 people died on Pennsylvania highways.
Yes, that's according to the Advocates report. The cost to the state is $6.7 billion annually.
Yeah, not to mention, nearly 12,000 people's lives have families changed forever.
Yes. And, again, there's a big move. Peter Buttigieg, the U.S. Transportation Secretary, has his roadway fatality program to make the road safer. A lot of stuff he did that early in his administration, a roadway safety strategy that includes more enforcement. It includes one of those traffic calming devices on residential streets. those little traffic circles in the middle of some streets, speed bumps, things like that, and of course, enforcement laws like seatbelt laws.
Well, as a main corridor along Route 80, and you mentioned a Pennsylvania Turnpike east and west, to go to, you know, a third of the population of the country is within 8-hour drive of Pittsburgh, for that matter. So we're one of those high traffic states, and hopefully they'll find a way to turn the tide. I appreciate you bringing this to our attention. Thank you, Jonathan.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, keep us posted. Jonathan Salant with the Post-Gazette Washington Bureau.